Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm afternoon across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly. Jerusalem is experiencing a pleasant breeze. In Haifa, the skies are clear and inviting. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, negotiations offer Gaza hope, but residents say collapse is already here. Earlier this hour, families in Gaza described fear, scarcity, and uncertainty. Israeli analyst Jonathan Conricus points out that Hamas' refusal to disarm remains central to the issues. Also, JNS reports from 3 hours ago that an agreement drives a wedge between Iran and Lebanon. A precedent-setting deal allows the IDF to operate against Hezbollah, but experts worry about the Lebanese army's capacity. Also this hour, according to the Times of Israel, Iranians demand revenge as a funeral procession for Khamenei sets off through central Tehran. The atmosphere is tense, with at least 8 reported killed in Russian missile strikes. Separately, Ynet tells us from 2 hours ago, "We came for revenge." Crowds march for Khamenei in a 12-hour Tehran funeral procession. Thousands gathered in Tehran's Revolution Square, calling for vengeance. And finally, Israel Hayom reports that the pilot operation in southern Lebanon is underway. The IDF is planning further withdrawals as an American military delegation coordinates the handover of 2 areas to the Lebanese army. PA time is 10 million vols. From social media, the latest updates. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst posting just minutes ago, reports that the IDF found over 150 weapons in Hadatha, southern Lebanon. The 401st Brigade Combat Team took operational control of the town, dismantling terror infrastructure and eliminating operatives. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, writing on X just now, shares former Prime Minister Bennett's concerns. He warns that if the Israeli government defies a Supreme Court ruling, it could lead to anarchy and chaos. Joe Truesman, a conflict analyst, noted earlier today, reports that former Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad attended the procession of Ali Khamenei in Tehran. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza. According to the Jerusalem Post, families describe living in fear as negotiations unfold. Jonathan Conricus underscores that Hamas' stance on disarming is a significant obstacle. The humanitarian situation remains dire, affecting civilians daily. Turning to the agreement involving Iran and Lebanon, JNS highlights a new deal that might allow the IDF to target Hezbollah without Lebanese interference. However, the Lebanese army's capabilities are under scrutiny. This development could shift regional alliances and military strategies. Meanwhile, in Tehran, the Times of Israel reports on the emotional funeral procession for Khamenei. Calls for revenge are loud, with thousands participating. The event is a stark reminder of the regional tensions that continue to simmer, impacting diplomatic relations across the Middle East. On the economic front, let's look at today's business news. First, Walla Business reveals an investment of about 30 million shekels as Castro brings a major Chinese sports brand to Israel. The Castro Hodis Group signed an exclusive agreement with Anta, positioning themselves in the competitive sports market. Separately, CTech reports from earlier this week that AI isn't replacing or surpassing human abilities, according to Dror Litvak, CEO of Manpower Group Israel. Despite layoffs in high tech, the human element remains crucial. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that a critical reform for small businesses was stalled in the Knesset. The reform aimed to establish a database and grant credit ratings, but internal disagreements have delayed progress. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.